Fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
This special edition of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by our friends at Health Partners Incorporated, leaders in home health care and advocates for protecting and preserving autonomic fault. Learn more at healthpartnersinc.com. And look at that, John Prosser joining me from Health Partners, also President Neurotrauma Association, Vice President there at Health Partners. John, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Always a battle back and forth about insurance rates and what's right and what's wrong, and now claims that the no-fault insurance is somehow unconstitutional. It just never ends, does it?
Well, no. It's very interesting how these things evolve, and you're, of course, referencing that Mayor Duggan from Detroit has filed this federal lawsuit claiming that insurance companies, well, actually what he's claiming is that the no-fault statute itself is unconstitutional. And that is according, his reading is semi-accurate. What he's reading is the Shavers versus Kelly decision of 1978, where the Supreme Court said that the rate-making practices of insurance companies are wholly suspect. And in fact, the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, CPAN, is going to intervene in this lawsuit because we intend to make sure that the judge understands that these discriminatory rate-making practices, which are driving the rates through the roof for many Michiganders, that is really the problem. I mean, women are being charged 38% more than a man. If you're less educated, you're charged more. If you have poor credit, you're charged more. If you live in the wrong zip code, you're charged more. But the problem is none of those variables have anything to do with your driving record. So what we're hoping, Steve, is if your listeners want to take an action step, they can call Chairwoman of the House Insurance Committee, Representative Lana Feese, and tell her to hold hearings on the 11 bills that have 44 bipartisan co-sponsors organized by the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, and they're called the Fair and Affordable Reform Package.
Yeah.
And your listeners can go to protectnofault.org and plug into all this, Steve.
You know, I've never understood this, John, and I'm going to focus on one of the things you just said, which is the credit score. Why on earth is my credit score anything that should be weighed as far as what I pay for insurance? I think that these things are unrelated. I don't think it ought to be allowed.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, this is what people are in an uproar about. They're being gouged. They're being discriminated against, and it has nothing to do with driving. The problem is WXYZ just recently talked to the insurance commissioner's office, and the Department of Financial Insurance Services of Michigan, of which that office is a part of, said that according to the law, this is why we need reform, it's legal for the insurance companies to discriminate. Well, the question is that good public policy to allow our insurance companies to gouge people like this?
And it's our I have this crazy idea, John.
It's unethical. So we want to end this terrible discrimination.
Yeah, I have this crazy idea that we should, you know, base people's insurance rates on their driving record. You know, maybe you're a little higher when you're 16, 17, 18 years old. I understand that based on lack of experience. But once you reach, you know, 20 years old or whatever it is and you have a clean driving record, if you didn't pay your bill to some credit card company, that doesn't make you more dangerous behind the wheel, does it?
Yeah, absolutely not. And what we really need, and the legislature already knows this, as a matter of fact, Lana Feese put it in her one-person sponsored bill, 5013, last year, and that is actuarially justified rates. We have this thing called file and use, which lets the insurance companies charge whatever they want, but it's ridiculous. We have to get a handle on actuarially justified rates. That's exactly what we need. It's just poor business practice and it's poor public policy to allow an insurance company to gouge rates based on non-driving rate making.
It is one of the things that drives the conversation in Lansing often. Now, John Prosser here, President of the Neurotrauma Association and Vice President of Health Partners, a supporter of Protect No Fault. You can find out more at protectnofault.org. John, this is an ongoing theme. I mean, once you get through this, if you get through this, it'll be something else. And people are always clamoring about saving money for the drivers here in Michigan. Now, having said that, I have a gentleman that listened to this program regularly till a month ago, and he was in a motor vehicle accident and has a traumatic brain injury now. And unfortunately, he's older. He's in his 70s, probably not going to recover. But he is covered by that policy of the catastrophic fund. So for him, at least his family won't go broke.
Well, that's exactly correct, Stephen. That's a very important thing. We skip over bankruptcy like it's, I don't know, somehow understandable. But if you really stop for a second, number one reason that Americans file for bankruptcy is medical bills. 4,000 people a day, 20,000 people a week in America file bankruptcy because of medical bills from auto accidents. And if you don't live in Michigan, you're going to be going through bankruptcy, losing your house, losing all of your assets, and then the injured loved one gets put on Medicaid where you're getting a Band-Aid and an aspirin, barely enough to accommodate life, let alone care, recovery, and rehabilitation of catastrophic injuries. So we have the finest model in America. It certainly has the greatest value, but we need to end these discriminatory rate-making practices. And I'm certain if we can actually get a legislator, Lana Tease, to hear our bills, I believe there's 44 co-sponsors. One of the provisions in those 11 bills is to make the rate-making practices transparent, not just for your main premium, but also for your MCCA premium. With $24 billion in our fund now, why are we billing $194 a year when that fund grows every year? It could be an annuity. That would reduce rates. And furthermore, Steve, where is the discount for the auto insurance companies who sell you a coordinated policy? They say, hey, Steve, you got health insurance? Oh, yeah, well, I could save you some money. Now, I recommend against coordinating your policy, but where, in fact, you do such a thing, you should probably get a 20 or 25% discount on your normal rate out of the gate, because what it does is it'll make your Blue Cross Blue Shield primary over your auto no fault up to the limits of the Blue Cross.
Seems to me there's a lot of games going on, John, at every angle on this conversation, this subject, and this issue. You've been on the front lines of it for a very long time, so you're well versed in all of these things. But like I said, every year it seems you're facing another challenge.
Well, you're correct, and it's these challenges are specious. I mean, on the surface, they seem reasonable. But, you know, you'll recall just a couple of years ago, this is the biggest blockade there is. Our current Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, was the chair of the House Insurance Committee. We had 56 co-sponsors on a single bill that did one thing, and that was to make the rate-making practices of premiums and the MCCA totally transparent. Tom Leonard alone blocked that bill by refusing to hold discussions in committee where 56 representatives of the House of Representatives desired that to be done. He simply said, no, I'm with the insurance companies. I refuse to hold hearings on these bills. So until we can overcome that, I dare say that those who have the most selfish interest in this scheme is the insurance companies. People forget they don't actually provide any health care. The people that are saving your life are the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and the therapists and the home care companies and the people that are contributing to your quality of life. Insurance companies are merely a third-party administrator. So until we can persuade our legislators that the proper way to conduct public policy is to satisfy the needs of the individuals you represent, you know, by enacting proper legislation that protects them from discriminatory rate-making practices and all these other variables, we're going to be stuck in this push by them and our push back. But again, if people want to take action, they can call their representatives and tell Lana Tease, we want to hold hearings on the CPAN 11 bills called Fair and Affordable Reform.
And find out more at protectnofault.org.
7 million drivers.
I got to leave it right there, John.
We're going.
Protectnofault.org. John Prosser, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.